BBC News with Danielle Jawowiecka. The US military says 34 of its troops suffered traumatic brain injuries or concussion in the recent Iranian missile strike on a base in Iraq. The Pentagon had initially said there were no casualties in the attack. Aid workers say that over the past week, 20,000 civilians have fled what they've called a dangerous new front in Syria's civil war. The International Rescue Committee said dozens of local people had been killed in rebel-held western parts of Aleppo province. The British Prime Minister Boris Johnson has signed the withdrawal agreement sealing Britain's departure from the European Union a week from now. Correspondents say the hardest work remains, with Britain and the EU facing an end-of-year deadline to negotiate a future relationship. A BBC investigation has found that the American founder of a militant neo-Nazi group is leading the organisation from Russia. Ronaldo Nazzaro founded the group The Base in 2018. US investigators call it a violent extremist group that seeks to incite a race war. 15 people have gone on trial in Morocco in connection with the theft of dozens of watches that belonged to the country's monarch, King Mohammed. The main suspect is a cleaning woman who worked in a royal palace. She's alleged to have had many of the watches melted down and sold. That's the latest. BBC News.